It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
ESPN doesn't care about baseball. They don't. They don't talk about it. They don't care about it with its coverage. Even Rob Manfred knows that. So their lists that they make when it comes to the NBA, cool. Like, I look at it.
Right.
Even comes to the
NFL.
They
got experts on NFL. I mean, the NFL experts are on now.
No doubt. I look at that list. You know what I do with the list when ESPN ranks baseball players?
Mm-hmm.
You wipe a monkey's ass with that list.
By the way, Juan Soto, 8.
He's what?
8.
I still don't care. I wouldn't have cared if he's 1 or 12 or 19. That's a rock line, by the way. When I say, wipe the monkey's ass with it. That was back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
He also used to say, I'm going to kick your Rudy poo.
I only knew about smelling what the Rock is cooking.
Well, that's his finishing line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He used to have a lot of great lines back in the day. ESPN lists don't make any sense because here's the reality. I'm going to tell you the Evan list, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not. The best player in Major League Baseball is unquestioned. It's unquestioned. Okay? It can change maybe at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But the best player in Major League Baseball is without a shadow of a doubt. And if you disagree with it, either there's a bias involved, you don't know what you're talking about, but more likely bias. I think people know what they're talking about. They're just very biased. And I understand that. It's not easy to be an IBO. It's very difficult. The best player in baseball without any question, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, let's not insult anyone with this. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, do we even need to say the name?
Doesn't even need to be said.
The best player in baseball. All say it at the same time. We'll count to the number three.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Bobby Jr.
What? Bobby Witt Jr.
Wait, hold on. What did you say, Tommy?
Shohei Ohtani.
It's not. Who'd you say, Sean?
Bobby Witt Jr.
Who'd you say?
I said nothing.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because
he's practicing his Juan Soto silence.
I'm sorry.
You guys are morons.
It's Aaron Judge.
It's Aaron Judge. Thank you very much.
It's not even a conversation.
So we're not morons. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, you are. This side of the glasses.
The answer is Aaron Judge. Now, you can be right, Tommy. See, you're just wrong with Bobby Witt Jr.
I'd trade Judge for Bobby Witt Jr. today.
That's a different question. Okay. That's not the same question. Because Bobby Witt Jr. is a lot younger.
Sure.
And he plays shortstop. That's not the question. The question is, who's the best player in baseball right now?
What are you doing with Volpe?
Moving him to second.
He can go in the deal. We'll take back who's the scrub Met that now is the starter for the Royals?
Seth Lugo?
Yeah.
Lugo. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. may be the answer in a couple of years. Tommy's the closest to being right because, obviously, if Shohei Ohtani pitches at any kind of level, I think that you have a great argument to make him number one. He didn't pitch last year. He hasn't pitched yet this year, so I don't include that. So he's a DH. And so he is a DH who puts up inferior numbers to Aaron Judge, who plays gold glove defense, just not in Game 5 of the World Series, in center field and right field. So it's not a debate. The best player in baseball is Aaron Judge for now. I think, Tommy, you have a chance to absolutely be right at the end of the season. I raise my hand. If Ohtani pitches, he's clearly number one. But right now, the answer is Aaron Judge. And for ESPN or Sean Morash or anyone else to suggest otherwise, again, you're either being disingenuous or you don't know what you're talking about. So you can make up your mind on who you are. You're on the right side, so I can't insult you.
You're not going to insult me because it's not even a conversation.
Come on now. Player 100 that in the list does play in New York.
Player 100?
Yep. It's a 1 through 100 list.
Yeah, but it's ESPN. I don't care. I still don't care.
Kodai Senga.
Okay, great. This isn't about their list anymore. It's about reality. And the reality
they
is...
They don't even know why Kodai is 100.
They don't know.
I just laughed that he was Mr. Irrelevant on the list.
At some point on the list, they just start throwing names out there.
We didn't say this guy yet.
They don't even know.
Volpe made the list?
That ain't good for him.
Yes, he did.
Again, fake list doesn't matter. No one cares. But Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
I mean, 54 homers, 60 steals, a World Series title, and pitches. Is that
Aaron,
enough?
He doesn't pitch. So
he does pitch.
No, he doesn't pitch. When's the last time he
pitched? He's not pitching, but he does pitch.
Well, did you hear what I said at all?
Yes.
Okay. But when he pitches, he can go up there.
No, but he...
He doesn't pitch.
Okay. He does pitch, though.
He doesn't pitch.
Has he pitched this year?
Does Aaron Judge pitch?
No.
Okay. So even though Ohtani's not pitching currently...
Does Shohei Ohtani play the field?
Oh, don't do this. Game. Well, we're going to do Mike and the Mad Dog in 96. He's at DH. Doesn't matter if he's a DH. He stole 60 bases.
No, hold on. That does matter. Would you rather have... We're going to have an intellectual baseball discussion. Because, obviously, Sean's just idiotic. You brought up the guy who could surpass him. I totally admit that. He starts pitching... What?
Idiotic.
He's saying you're de-evolving.
I gave you one of the three best players in baseball, and I made the case he's the best, moron?
He's not a pimple on the backside of Aaron Judge. Obviously, Tommy brought
you're
up...
You're not even arguing that, are you?
Intellectually bankrupt.
You can't be.
Arguing what? That he's a pimple on the backside?
No, that Bobby Witt Jr. is in the same conversation with Aaron Judge.
He's not, bro. Come on.
How not is he yet. Not in the same conversation?
Well, he was in the MVP conversation but not.
Who won
actual.
The MVP?
No, I know. He's
Aaron
not
Judge
in
won the MVP. Okay. I understand that.
All right, so they're not in the conversation yet. Someday maybe, but you're wrong. Can we leave this to the adults? We have to have an intellectual discussion on
Sure, sure. Leave it to the guy who thought DeVito should be the starter. Go.
Nobody.
I don't even think he was talking about me when he said adults.
No, I do.
Oh, you are?
Because the truth is, Tommy does represent a portion of the audience and the baseball community who still falls under the guise of Ohtani's a pitcher, so he's number one. I just want to have an intellectual discussion on why you're wrong, okay? Bobby Witt Jr. is not even in the discussion. Go play with your toys on the other side. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to be a jerk. I apologize. I love you, Sean. Bobby Witt Jr. is tremendous. He's just not Aaron Judge.
Next time
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Looking for splitter talk. I won't be here.
I'm kidding with you, Sean. I'm going to give you a big hug. Ohtani doesn't pitch. Judge plays the field. He also plays the field at an incredibly high level. Outside of the error, I know, game 5. So until Ohtani either plays the field, which he's not going to do, or he starts pitching again, Aaron Judge statistically, and you could look this up, has Ohtani beat in every stat except for stolen bases. That's one stat. Aaron Judge hasn't beaten everything else. And he plays Gold Glove defense. So, again, I'll ask you, he hasn't pitched in over a year. Once he starts pitching, different discussion. How could you argue Ohtani's better than Judge?
Judge didn't beat him in every stat. Ohtani had him in runs, hits, and doubles.
Okay,
and stolen bases.
Come on. Home runs, okay. RBIs,
okay,
OPS,
but it's not every single
OPS
stat.
Plus. What about war? What about every stat that matters?
What do you mean?
Every stat that matters.
Every stat that matters. I mean, he beat him in stolen bases, runs, hits, and doubles. And he, by the way, pitches.
He
do you want to do that?
Pitch? Tiki, take
but honestly, if you gave Ohtani a glove, you don't think he could catch it?
Come he doesn't, though.
No. You know what I
mean? No?
He's only played the field, I want to say, 25 times in his entire Major League Baseball career.
Well, not including the pitcher, where he's also has to field his position.
Okay, he doesn't pitch, bro.
Three full seasons.
Why do you keep bringing up something he doesn't
He doesn't pitch. His running is discredited. He beat Judge in a lot of stats.
What
that doesn't count.
Outing? What was his last pitching outing?
When did Clinton leave the office?
It was 2023.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Tommy, just remember, when the World Series came and Judge was struggling, he hung in there. He didn't hold his arm in a fake position the rest of the series trying to around the bases because you're scared to hit.
So I don't know why you have to go to, you know, that type of stuff, the insulting. Whenever you go to insulting, that's when you know you beat, so you could do the insulting so everyone goes, ho, 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 ho. You're wrong. I'm giving facts. You're just giving insults. And the Dodgers humiliated your baseball team.
That has nothing to do with it,
But when he goes below the belt, Evan,
I agree.
I am just supposed to sit here, and you're just supposed to sit here. We're supposed to go, that's Sean Moran. He's really funny on Evan and Tiki.
I think the series messed up. He humiliated your baseball team.
No.
They beat our baseball team.
Exactly. We were watching different series.
You've got to take the World Series out because that's not the end-all, be-all.
If you
look at not every stat, most stats that matter, Aaron Judge was superior to Ohtani last year, and he played the field at an incredibly high level. When Ohtani pitches, wake me up.
We're also not watching Ohtani day in, day out. We are with Judge.
Hey, what do you think with Aaron Judge? What do you think of Aaron Judge? Who protected Aaron Judge last year? Who protects him now? The Dodgers are in a murderer's row lineup with Ohtani leading off.
Okay. So Ohtani wouldn't be this great if he was on the former team he was on, like the Angels, where he already was great?
I didn't say he wouldn't be great. I'm saying Judge is better. Ohtani's a good number two, by the way.
Right, but bringing up Judge has never had a great other than Soto, but Soto was in front of him.
So he had 58 home runs last year. He didn't have Mookie Betts protecting him. He didn't have Freddie Freeman behind him. Like, you cite runs scored. Well, a part of why he had so many runs scored is he was the leadoff hitter with these great players.
Well, he also stole 60 bases, which got him into scoring position.
It wouldn't have mattered. He could have. It wouldn't have mattered if he was on second or
third. Exactly.
Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. Oh, Max Muncy's there too. Like, what are you talking about?
Here's what this is about. And I categorized you in a category that's not that insulting. I didn't call you dumb or disingenuous.
But now you're going to gonna insult me.
No, you're biased. That's all. You're an anti-Yankee guy. That's all this is. And that's what it is.
You're hot stuff.
Why?
This is worse than him going below the belt. You're going to pull that card on me?
What?
You're going to say because I...
Yes.
Perhaps dislike Yankee, fans. I have nothing against the organization.
Yes.
That I am going to put Ohtani above Judge?
Yes.
No, Ohtani is better.
He's not, though. He's not. Yankee, break the tie.
There isn't a tie to be broken.
I agree. It's not even close. You know what? Do me a favor, Tommy. I want this to be fair for you.
Oh, don't give me homework assignment.
No, it'll take you 30 seconds.
Good.
I want you to do this because you're positive, Tommy.
I am.
I can't do this because if I do it, I don't think we're going to get a fair answer.
Okay.
I want you to go on social media and you to set up the poll. Who is better right now, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
That'd be the first time Tommy doesn't copy and paste a tweet in weeks. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't really do polls, so who is better?
Better right now, Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge? And the reason I'm letting you do it and not me is because I think that will have more bias towards you getting right. I'm giving you a chance to actually win this thing. I think there are more unbiased people who follow me who will just say Aaron Judge and I'll kick your ass. I'm giving you a chance to beat me.
Can I write, help us settle this debate in front of it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? Okay.
Don't add anything else, though, because I don't want you to get
tricky. Oh, I don't do that type of stuff. I'm not P.T. Barnum. I'm not Sean. I'm not going to try to wamboozle the audience or do any skullduggery.
He's not Sean Moras. He's not Craig Carton. He's not going to create a tweet that tries to prove his point. Thank you. Right now, help settle an argument right now, who is a better player, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani. And the reason I think right now is important is because I agree, if Ohtani pitches, he's on another level. But he doesn't pitch.
Right.
It's a hypothetical. He's a hypo-freaking-thetical. Am I wrong, Teak?
No, he hasn't pitched in a while. I can't even remember the last time he pitched.
It's a long time ago. We forgot the last time he pitched. So this all started because a caller brought up a dopey ESPN list?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even watch baseball.
I just think anybody that does lists in general is lame.
In 45 minutes, another Cinco de Fivo with Sean Morash.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.